Okay, so I worked on micro distribution and transformation in Roots, really in the abandoned micro mine in New Adria here in California. And first, just a quick reminder why we care about mercury, because it's a global pollutant, and levels are really increased all over the world, even in deserted places. You can see higher concentration of mercury already. And the transformation into very bioavailable as a methylated form of mercury, which is highly accumulated and biomagnified in the food chain, make it really extremely hazardous toxin, and toxicity is really high. So definitely everything that will affect mercury availability will be important for this effect. And this cycle that of mercury going from water or earth sources through atmosphere and plant and so forth, already quantified and measured, and it's very clear that plants have significant role in this cycle and could be an important thing. So this was the focus of my work, and I worked in a mine in New Adria, which is basically in the southern part of the coastal ridge in California. One of about 2,000 mercury mines in this area, and this one was the second largest one in North America, and active till 1975. And when I get this area, what is really nice for my work in New Adria is that they basically just left this mine as is. They no remediation efforts, nothing was moved over there. So the vegetation could really develop on those mine waste. And the first thing that jumped into your head is really what is the interaction between the mercury in the waste and the plant, how plant can absorb, if at all, the mercury, and what form, what is the mechanism. So this, and the main issue is, of course, how it affects mercury availability. And data in the literature is really limited. You can see always it's quite common that there is a high accumulation in roots, but not really data for the mechanism. Is it an active accumulation or just even precipitation on root surface? It's not really, not much work about it. And also the translocation from root to the shoot is not really clear. Contradictory data, most of the data collected in a hydroponic solution, so often with high concentration, so it's really hard to correlate. And very little field data. So the objectives of my work was really to see what exactly is going on really in the roots, how the mercury enter those roots. And first I was trying to characterize how the mercury is distributed in the roots and define specific regions, if any, and then trying to understand what is the penetration mechanism and go further into speciation and see if there is any speciation change that can affect further the availability of mercury and what is the binding mechanism in root. So these are the objectives. And this is a big site, so I decided to work in two specific locations. In a minute I will give more details, and two different type of shrubs just growing everywhere over there. The Isocoma and the Erica Maria that you can see over here. And they are growing basically everywhere and mainly attached, of course, to water sources. And this is just the site from the Google Earth point of view, let's say. So one point was the mine adit, and you can see that water coming out of the mine really with relatively low concentration of mercury. pH is not too low, and you can see the water just going flooding this area, and the plants over there really grow just in the flooded area. It depends on drainage conditions. Sometimes it just drained really quickly, and it could be dry for months, and then it could be flooded for months. So it's really random. So this is the adit area, and then the water goes down through those piles of calcine, which is basically the roasted ore cooked in this refinery over here, and just dumped everywhere around the site. So you can see all this reddish stuff, I hope you can see, and over here, all over, they just dumped it everywhere. And this is just a pile of bed ore, which is a relatively low concentration, but both the ore and the calcine still contain a few hundred to 1,000 ppm of mercury. Most of it in insoluble forms of mercury sulfides, but not only, as you can see later. And even here you can see already a clue that once the water going through all those piles get into the acid mine drainage pond, the AMD pond, concentration of mercury is already much higher. So I was focused on those two different sites, totally different in environmental conditions and also in source material, in the mineral itself, as you can see later. And what I just admitted, maybe a little bit better pictures. And what I did, I took sections in the roots, trying to understand really how the mercury is penetrating and going up the root, if at all, trying to understand what is the mechanism. And I started with one plant with the Isocoma shrub. Just took the very little, the very young, the root tip. And this part of the root is already so delicate, so it was really hard to prepare sections. And I used tomography for this part. So basically what you do, you can just take a virtual section, not really cut the root, but take like a virtual cross section and really get the distribution of elements in the root. So what I got, I started with a meristematic zone, very young and undeveloped tissue. And you can see over here you have the I1 is basically representing the structure of the sample and roughly can tell us about the structure and density of the sample, nothing about elemental composition. And then I put the mercury, of course, results, and just for comparison, the zinc, which was quite typical. Also, I got similar pictures also for other essential element like copper and even calcium was quite similar. And so this is a picture for the young root, and then a bit higher in the elongation zone, the picture was already much more interesting. And you can see that while zinc more or less following the structure, where you have more dense tissue, you get more zinc. But for the mercury, it was completely different. You can see really high specific accumulation of mercury already in the vascular cylinder, which is not really differentiated yet even, but already you can see the concentration of mercury in the center. And it was really interesting because here at this point, it is really where those tubes started to differentiate and pull water up. And it really seems that the mercury following the water way in this, but this was my assumption, and I will check it later. And I went even higher to the maturation zone where you have main uptake of water and nutrients. And still you can see that mercury, and only the mercury, was highly concentrated in the center of the root. And my assumption at this point was that water is coming in, a soluble fraction coming in with water, and following basically the water pathway and just adsorbed to cell to the xylem cell walls. And this is the reason for this high accumulation. I could not find any other explanation. And if I'm right, so what I would expect to get in higher parts would be just gradually depleting of the mercury, because the source is only what gets in this young undeveloped tissue. And I would expect it to get lower and then probably disappear, also diluted by the large amount of water entering over here. And in this area, already the what's called the tissue that's called endodermis basically wrapped the vascular cylinder and does not allow any undesirable element to get in. So unless they have a special transporter or a special way to get in. So I would assume the mercury will stay, if it's really the soluble fraction, will stay outside. And I went a little bit higher, and this one, again, because it was so delicate, this time I took the root in soil aggregate. So what you see here is a soil aggregate containing two little roots, really fine, going through it, and I just cut it and put it in the microprobe, micro XLF mapping, as shown before by Cheney. And if you can look at the iron map, you can see clearly where the soil is, and of course it does not enter into the root. For zinc, you can see both. You can see it in the soil and in the center of the root, probably more dense. But for the mercury, it was really, again, highly still, highly concentrated in the central cylinder, a concentration like two orders of magnitude higher than the soil surrounding it. So not really fitting my previous idea, but I did not give up and I went higher. And here already I saw what I expected to get, and I guess it just the higher distance from the tip of the root. And here really you can see that no mercury can be seen already in the vascular cylinder. And what I did, this is image from my transmission X-ray microscope. And your microscope is so you can see the structure, and also you can see the density, and you can see really nice areas with high mercury. I overlaid it with microprobe image showing the distribution of those elements. So you have the iron in red and the zinc in green and the mercury in blue. So you can see where the mercury was concentrated, you can see a really darker area in this section. And all the mercury was basically concentrated in the cortex already, outside of the vascular cylinder. So here really it cannot penetrate, and probably far enough from the tip, so no source for mercury inside the vascular cylinder. And just to show, to emphasize maybe the concentration in this storage tissue, here's the cortex. So you can see that in the vascular cylinder, no mercury, then high spot in the cortex, some lower spot in the cortex, I don't know how to explain it. And then And then outside in the outer plaque, or what's come in contact with the soil, so you can see already typical very high iron concentration and much lower mercury. So you can see really accumulation of mercury in the cortex. And again, to show that it is not random, I just took the correlation between mercury and other metal, iron, zinc, and copper, and always the highest point for mercury were always in the cortex in this area. So really specific accumulation, high accumulation of mercury over there. And this just shows some, you know, normally people assume that lateral roots are a preferred point for penetration of, into the root. So here we can see that the, it is not really an explanation. And I, here I went higher. This is already a mature root, about 3 millimeters. And this is more confusing, actually. It looks a bit similar, but actually here it's already what's called secondary growth of the root. And basically what we see here is already mainly the secondary phloem that you can see in this cartoon. And going to the section itself, you can see those regions over here were highly enriched with mercury, and I went to a better resolution to look closer, and you can see that it is really concentrated in the phloem and a bit in the attached xylem, and it is really hard to explain function-wise why it's happening. And my assumption, and I will be happy to get ideas for this because this is a part that I'm less sure about, that it is still, this is a flooded soil, and I found this phenomenon only in flooded soil. And I think it is still mercury, soluble mercury that's coming in with water. The water is still the shuttle for mercury penetration, and it just absorbed wherever it can, and probably in the phloem more sulfur groups that bind strongly bind the mercury, I guess, which makes sense because compared to the bark and the xylem, this is a living tissue and they contain a lot of maybe amino acid and more sulfur groups to bind the mercury. That's my assumption. And just so in dry soil, I could not see this kind of accumulation, just some complementary data. In the other type of shrub, I could not see the same penetration of mercury. It was always outside the root. I could not see any penetration of mercury inside. So big differences between species. And then I went to speciation and really tried to look at a is a binding or accumulation mechanism. And I took basically exactly the same fractions that I looked at before. I took the rhizospheric soil just from outside the root, and then the young root that we saw before. And in the more mature root, I took two fractions. I took the bark, just separated manually, and the inner tissue. And what I saw, I just measured first the mercury concentration in those fractions, and it was really interesting to see that I took it both in the adit and in the pond area, and it was really interesting to see that in spite of the big difference in concentration in the rhizospheric soil, concentration in the tissues, in the young root, in the bark, in the inner tissue were always quite similar, and it even the adit is lower, but it is much more significant because if you remember that the concentration in the adit were much lower to begin with, even in water. So even if you think of soluble mercury, you expect it to be much, much lower in the adit, and still differences are not very big. And then I went to excess, and just I'm not going to get too deep, but just quickly to the method. If you have different, what we call reference compound, different minerals, and or organic thiol in this case, and you have phase differences, so you can basically do a linear combination and really identify what you have in your samples. And what I have here was the adit soil and the pond soil to begin with. And you can see that they are really different. There is a big difference between those two soils composition-wise. And then when I went to the roots, and again I took roots, those fractions, both the bark and the inner tissue and the young root in both locations, which were really different. As I said, in the soil, in the original soil and environmental condition, and still you can see that results are really similar for the same fraction in the roots. So really has nothing to do with the source material. It is just a new phase created in the environment of the root, which was really nice and interesting, and specifically surprising in the bark, which I assumed it is only a plaque, just a soil covering the root. And they just going a little bit further, you can see again that if you compare the soil to the bark, what I said before, you can see that there is no cinnabar. Mainly in the added soil, I had cinnabar and a bit of organic compounds, and in the bark, no cinnabar at all. Only new precipitation of metacinnabar, which is different. And the same was for the pond. And maybe another, there are a lot of interesting, but maybe another thing to emphasize, that you can see in the inner tissue, you can see really high, a relatively high proportion of organic tails, of mercury bound to organic tails, which really fits the assumption of binding to the explanation to binding in the phloem that I showed before. So that's really helpful to understand. So basically, this is it. I think to summarize, it is a really showed that mercury generally followed the water pathway. There is no specific uptake mechanism for the mercury, but it can enter through freeways like the root tips and the apoplastic pathway. They does not have to go through a membrane. And this is really important because it indicates, first, it indicates quite high soluble fractions in these soils, which is surprising, at least for the adit area. And also, it implies that the penetration is, let's say that the source of mercury over here was really mercury ionic, soluble mercury, mercury 2 probably, because the other forms of mercury, elemental mercury and the methylated form, will easily penetrate through membrane, and I guess the distribution that I would get was completely different. And also by access, I could not find any evidence, not for elemental mercury and not for the methylated forms. So that's good news. As I said before, we really saw just a new phase created in the root. It has nothing to do with the original material, just probably soluble mercury that newly precipitated and bound inside the root. And the precipitation in the bark is really interesting. I cannot really explain it for now. Binding to thiol group is really clear and understandable, but it's hard to understand why the reason for this high precipitation in the bark area. Still looking for explanation. Those two fractions that we saw in the young group were really interesting. The bark, which contained more precipitated metacinnabar, and the cortex that contained really organic bound mercury. It's important to remember that there is a significant difference between species. And just risk assessment-wise, no methylated forms and elemental mercury, so that's good, not so aggressive as methyl mercury. And if you consider the effect of vegetation on area like this, a contaminated area, so root may bind a significant amount. It appears that it may bind significant amount of mercury, But still, there are further effects that we should consider, like what happened with the decomposition product, and it might be plants also might have some effect on the high enhance the dissolution of mercury, and so what will be the balance, the enhanced dissolution versus this binding in root. So not yet final conclusion, but this is I think it adds a lot of information for this unknown part of binding in the root. And thanks for Professor Brown in Stanford University, which enabled all this, and the helpful beamline scientists in IPS and SSRL, which were great. And the funding sources, NSF and BARD, the US Israeli Fund, and of course the School of Earth Sciences in Stanford. And that's it. Thanks.
Do we have any questions for Hagar? Rufus?
I wanted to clarify the nature of the young roots that you examined.
Yeah.
Did you wash those out of soil, or were those all done in a block of soil?
No, no. I did took it from soil and washed it very well. Actually, also put it in an ultrasonic bath for 10 minutes just to be sure, and washed it twice. So it was the best I can do. I didn't want to, you know, to harm the root, but this
did
is.
Did you then freeze them to do the excess on them, or just immediately do the excess on non-frozen fresh root?
No, I did the, I put them in the freezer and then, and then took it out and separated them, and they grind. But I took it out of the freezer and grind it with a, grind it with a liquid nitrogen, not not drying and just leaving it as is. Yeah.
Do these plants have endophytic mycorrhizae that could explain why you see it in the cortex?
Again, excuse me?
So endophytes, mycorrhizal and endomycorrhizal, you know, could explain the transfer in the cortex, because endomycorrhizae also
correlate
ectoplasmic.
Yeah, I couldn't see any specific structure, not in the microscope, in the TXM that they showed, and not in the microprobe, but it does not say that it does not exist, but I think that also you can explain the just the penetration through the cortex. You can explain even by apoplastic movement, and also could be some storage inside the cell. I don't know. The resolution is not good enough to tell this. You need a better microscopy.
Yeah.
What was the thickness of the section?
Yes.
It was 60 microns. For the microprobe, 60 microns, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.